Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 13, lucky day 13. And the stress and overwhelm, you are here for a reason, because you've had a lot of stress and overwhelm, right? And so now we're in a healing intensive. And some of you are sharing that it's been intense, and I totally get it. Because things are coming up and out. And so what's happening is that the old is being asked to come up, and we have resisted that coming up for our lifetime. We have spent a lifetime avoiding those things, avoiding those emotions, avoiding those, which is actually what is causing stress and overwhelm. So what if in this moment... Just pretend with me for a bit, okay? Just pretend for a moment. What if we stopped avoiding the stress and avoiding the things that are causing the stress, avoiding the walnuts? What if we stopped avoiding the walnuts just for a minute? Right? Just for a minute. What if we pause in this second, in just a second, and find the still point? We find the still point, that's it. And in this moment, we just move the avoidance and the coping mechanisms outside of our field of being. We just push it outside. Just temporarily, it can come back. Because we don't want our mind freaking out, right? So just temporarily, we're going to push all those avoidance tactics that have been avoiding the emotions. And we're going to see this innocuous pile of walnuts in front of us, or a sensitive, you're not a seer. And we just notice that it's just stuff that happened. That's it. That's all that pile of walnuts is. It's just stuff that happened. That's it. And within each one of those walnuts is a conclusion that was made. That's it. A conclusion that was made about ourselves in the moment to keep us safe. That's all that's in the walnuts. And in the walnut as well is an emotion that's attached to it. That's it. What if that's all that's there? Again, we're going to keep the mind and the avoidance techniques out of it, and we're just going to stand in this place of neutral observer. We're going to stand in our power suit of our superpowers, of our amazing qualities, knowing that that's creating a natural protection, and we just observe the walnuts. It's like, okay, that walnut was a result of that incident, and that walnut was a result of that incident, and you even see some names on the walnuts. And all they are things that happened. That's it. Just things that happened. That's it. And those things that happened created a conclusion about you that created a pattern of behavior. That's it. And all of those walnuts contain within them the emotion that got held in the moment because it wasn't safe to express. That's all that's in those walnuts. That's it. Actually, there's one more thing in the walnut. In the very center of each one of those walnuts is a diamond of the truth of you that had to be protected. So there's a diamond of you in the middle of all those walnuts, ready to be revealed. What if that's all that's happening? And all this wild gyrations of coping mechanisms and avoidance tactics to avoid these walnuts is what's causing the stress? What if there is no stress and overwhelm? There's just a choice in this very moment. There's a choice in this very moment to... to say, okay, I'm in. We're gonna crack some of these walnuts over the next 13 days and on going onward. I'm a walnut cracker, and I'm proud of it. I don't know why that brought up so emotion. Are you a walnut cracker? I'm in, man. I am freaking in. I'm not going to live my life by stress and overwhelm and frustration and anger anymore. I'm a freaking walnut cracker. How about you? I'm committed to my healing. I am committed to unwinding these parts and these crazy configurations of beliefs that I came up with through the trauma that happened in my past. How about you? I'm not going to let overwhelm take over anymore. I'm not going to claim it anymore. I'm not going to point at it anymore and say, I'm overwhelmed and stressed. No, instead I'm going to say, I'm a freaking walnut cracker. How about you? How about you? So one of the things that it is really tangled sometimes is we point constantly at the overwhelm. We point constantly at the pain. We point constantly at the suffering. That's where all of our attention is going. Understandably so. Understandably so. Right? Understandably so. There's a good reason why we have pain and suffering in our life. There's a good reason why we have stress and overwhelm in our life. I'm not saying that there aren't really, really good and important reasons why. I don't know why I fixed my hair just then, for those who are listening on the audio. Oh, my goodness. We are so cute in our habits, aren't we? There we go. There's a beautiful unwinding happening here. As we notice all of it, there are good reasons why we've been avoiding those walnuts. There are good reasons why we have these wild coping mechanisms that cause stress. There are good reasons why we are stressed out. And at the exact same time that is all true, on the flip side of that is that we are up and out. We are in choice, and I am a walnut cracker, and I am willing to unravel these old beliefs. I am committed to being the observer and to claiming my divine qualities. I'm committed to slow down and notice and maybe one day stop all the pointing I do at what's wrong. How about you? How about you? I'm committed to asking different questions, asking questions that can be answered. Like, who am I? Wow, who am I? And start to notice who I am. I am these amazing divine qualities. What am I? I am a sliver of God itself. I am powerful. Instead of, why is this happening to me? Why am I always so stressed? Those questions can't be answered. It's been so intense the last 2 weeks, you know, someone shared this morning. That's okay to notice. And there's an and after that. There's an and after that. What's the flip side of it? What are the things that you... So are we pointing at what's wrong constantly? And I get this. I'm right there with you. Pointing at, oh my God, this is wrong and that's wrong and that's not going well and how dare they and blah, blah, blah. And all that does is, this is our magic wand. This is our magic pointer. We're giving that power. So one of your exercises was to notice what's right. What's right? What's right in your world? Point at that. Point every moment you can at what's right in your world. Every moment you can, point at what's right, at what's going well, at how it's changing. Even if it's incremental, tiny little changes, point at that. Point at that. You got it? We are in a huge swing of consciousness here because we are going from the extreme of pain. I mean, depression and anxiety and overwhelm, and all of that is a habit. It's a lifelong habit, and understandably so. I am not giving short shrift to anyone who's experiencing that because I'm right there with you. I've had a lifelong challenge with depression. What I'd like you to notice now is perhaps, what if the intensity and the depression and whatever stress and overwhelm is happening during this program is happening because it's up and out? What if that were true? What if that were true? And all that's happening is that our soul is using this moment to shine our light on that pile of walnuts that's ready to be cracked open, ready to be unwound and release us from it. Release us from it. Right? And if we have pain and suffering in the moment, we get to also acknowledge that. But there's an and at the end of it. Right now in your life, there's an and at the end of that sentence while you're in this course, and hopefully long after you're out of this course, which is there's pain and suffering and there's a whole bunch of stuff that's right. There's pain and suffering and in this moment, I'm going to do spontaneous transformation and crack open one of these walnuts. There's intensity and there's more to it. So before, it would be a period. My life is so intense, period. And we're going to wipe out the period and add an and. Okay? Wipe out the period and add an and. My life is very intense right now, and I know that my soul is guiding me to something that is so profound, because it wouldn't be this intense if it wasn't going to be that profound. That's how it works. Yes, I'm tired right now, and. So it's okay to notice what is the evidence, the life that you had and the thoughts and beliefs that you had created the circumstances that you're in now. What you're doing right now is transforming all of that by being in this program. And you're likely in other programs too. And that's creating the and. There are no more periods in these statements about pain and suffering. Got it? It's an and. Again, I am not asking you to be the emotion or the word police. Please don't do that. That is old school New Age. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. That's just called pure suppression. Okay? And even watch the affirmations. I'm not saying don't do them, but watch them. Watch them, because you can use them now in a new way. Okay? So I am healed, and your body is like sick as a dog. And your mind is saying, no, use that moment, crack a walnut. Go to the neural pathway gym in that moment. Do some spontaneous transformation in that moment. Move into the still point in that moment. Right? So it's not the word police. It's not the emotional police. I'm not saying shut it down, but I am saying notice it. And in that moment of noticing, see if there's a new choice you can make using one of the tools that we've been sharing in this program. In that moment, instead, say, oh, man, I feel really crappy today. And that feels true. Yep, okay, feel it for a minute. And then say, but what? And what's right in my life? What's good about my life? I have an amazing husband. I'm just tapping into one of you who's always there for me, who loves me. No matter what, even when I'm sick. The energy just shifted. Got it? Money is really, really tight like right now, and I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. And that's not today. I have a nice little home, roof over my head. I have kids who love me. Switch it. I'm really scared about the future. Let's do some spontaneous transformation and crack open a walnut as to why that energy of scared is still in your field of being. This is a, for those of you in this program, the Overwhelm and Stress and Anxiety program, this is a vigilant practice, I'm telling you. And I know from firsthand experience. I've got probably millions of walnuts from the crazy, crazy childhood I had. Alcoholism and narcissism and borderline personality and sexual abuse and rageaholism and you name it, I experienced it. So I've got a vault full of freaking walnuts, and I'm going to crack every single one of them. I'm going to keep pointing at what's right. Right? I'm claiming who I am. How about you? How about you? Are you with me? Because you are fucking amazing. Excuse my French. You are. You are so amazing. If you could see what I see when I do my prayers with you at night. Wow. Your commitment to your growth and healing is astonishing. And now bringing consciousness to your commitment to healing and growth is amazing. Watching you commit right now, as I can feel the energy of unwinding, as your mind starts to let go and your soul starts to take over and your heart starts to get reestablished, as I witness that and the light starts to expand and the love that you are starts to get seen by you, it's a freaking miracle to watch the transformation. And to watch how you, in that new state, are rippling out into the universe. Rippling out into the universe. Changing this whole damn thing. Now, there's no pressure in that, truly. Because you don't have to do anything except be. You just have to be. Just be. Notice your questions. That's another beautiful... witnessing that you can do. Notice when you're writing in the comments or on the page, on the form here in the live calls, if you're talking about how bad stuff is, it's okay to keep writing it. I'm not saying stop, but I want you to notice it. I want you to take a moment and notice, oh my gosh, I am claiming this. I'm pointing all my hands and fists and fingers and my elbows at what's wrong. It's okay to do that. But notice it. Many of you are doing that. It's really beautiful to watch. You share the story of the upset and then share the noticing underneath. It's beautiful. And that is a practice that happens every single solitary day. Oh, so I am a walnut cracker. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am a divine, I'm a sliver of divinity itself. I am made from the stars. I am powerful. And I'm figuring it out as I go. How about you? How about you? How about you? So there's a really incredible long tide unwinding that is happening right now as I tap to the energy of what's going on. As our mind starts to become more engaged in this process and less avoidance, it's moving from avoidance into what ifs. What if I can be in partnership with my soul? What if I can be in partnership with my heart? What if I can do that? And that creates a partnership that is really, really profound. There we go. And we get to acknowledge the part of us that has just kept going the next step and the next step and the next step and the next step besides the stress. We get to acknowledge that amazing, courageous being that we are, that kept going, that kept going, that kept going, no matter what. We just kept going. Right? Like, that's astonishing. And we're still here, which means it's time to keep going. However, from this moment on, we can keep going in love instead of fear. We can keep going in a moment of thriving instead of surviving. From this moment on, we can choose to see what's right, to notice the upset for what it is and use it to crack a walnut. From this moment on, we don't have to just get by. That's it. Janet, I like that. I have relived the goo too long and grateful that you are assisting us with clearing, creating, being here now in the moment, not the past. That's it. Beautifully said. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Janet. Right? It's time for us to stand up for ourselves. It's time for us to continue to acknowledge the upset and pain and not wallow in it. It's time for us to notice what's good and right in our world. It's time for us to honor all paths, including our own. Okay, good. Okay, so we're going to go on a little journey right now. This being that I've been describing today is you. It's you. This being that is present, that is in the still point, that is in the observer, that is wearing their superpower uniform of their qualities and knows who they are, even if it's an inkling. Even if it's an inkling. Okay, so there's that part that's here and that we've unwound. That we've unwound today already just from this conversation. This spirit-infused channeling, I think. Okay? So we're going to go on a little journey. And there's a little spaceship. It's a spaceship journey today. And the spaceship shows up. Mine's always this beautiful pearl. It's gorgeous and it's so simple. So it's like this perfect spherical iridescent pearl. What's yours? It might be the same. And it's picking me up. It's picking you up. And we are traveling now. It's so comfortable. And it's just like the white space. It's so pure. It's like it has concentrated love within it. And we are just in this beautiful sphere feeling the concentrated love. Oh, it feels so good. It's nudging us and reminding us of who we are. That's it. Nudging us and reminding us of who we are. That's it. Good. And you're starting to feel this neutral energy as we travel through space. And we're going through our solar system. And then we're going through our galaxy. And then we're going through, then we're just passing galaxies. They're just whizzing by us, galaxy after galaxy after galaxy. And then we go all the way to the edge of our universe. And right there, the white space that is the ball matches the white space. There's this beautiful border of white energy, of this white concentrated love energy. And we just pause there momentarily as if the space shuttle is being fueled by love. And it's just refueling in this space of absolute, neutral, pure love. And we feel the neutral. There's a respite there. There's a respite. It's as if we can find our breath here, because we're far, far away from the earth. We are in this beautiful place of sweet, loving stillness. And we just pause here momentarily. And we just receive the gentle nudges of love, reminding us of who we are. That's it. And the beautiful spaceship is all fueled up with this love. And we now head out into a different universe. And we're starting to go past a bunch of galaxies, and we have a destination. And we can see there's a sun in the distance. And as we get closer, it looks very similar to our sun. And now we go into a solar system that looks extremely similar. That's it. And we go into a place that looks just like Earth. But it doesn't have as much pollution. It doesn't have as much violence. This particular Earth created some rules long, long ago that only the highest levels of love could be here. That's it. And so it's a law, like gravity is a law in this universe, in this particular earth. And so we settle and we go to a house that looks very similar to the home, I should say, that looks very similar to where we live. And the door opens because they're expecting us, and it's us. And it's us that has lived in a universe of love. It is us that has lived in a world that, just like there's the law of gravity, there's the law of love, and it has dominated this planet. And there's a softness there. And I want you to just notice you're looking straight at you. And if you're not a looker, if you can't see, if you can't visualize, then that's okay. Just sense that you're in the presence of a you that has not had the traumas and the upsets and the stress and the overwhelm, that's only been feeling love, experiencing love, expressing love. And you're still kind of outside the home, and the door is open, and this version of you is just loving you. Oh, loving you with such compassion. Such compassion. You look down the street on both sides, and you see that the neighbors have compassion. That there's an energy, and love is, it's not like romantic love. It's just power. It's power. Everyone is powerful. Everyone is just gets to be who they are. And when you go inside and you see that there's television, and the television's on to the news, and the news talks about what's going on in the world and solutions. It's very solution oriented. And it switches to the presidential debate. And the debate is one of, I see your point of view and I don't agree with it. That's it. There's no vitriol. There's no hyperbole. There's just each individual expressing their version of divinity, and everyone knows it. And so things get done, but it's done in cooperation. It's done in collaboration. And we are being infused with this energy. And we sit, we turn the TV off, and we just chat with each other. And this version of us looks at us and says, I've been briefed. I've been brief about the planet that you've come from, and we're here to just love you. I'm here to just show you that there's a different way. I'm here to show you that long, long ago, there was someone just like you in our past that said no more and changed this planet and changed it so love was a universal law like gravity. And you, we're going to show you a few things, and you're going to feel a few things so that you can come go back to your planet and not necessarily be the spokesperson for this, but just there's about 1,000 people that are listening to this right now. And those 1,000 people are a seed that's going to go back to your version of Earth with this knowing and this merging and this energy of love. And you don't have to do anything with it but be. And so this version of us simply loves us and honors the pain and the suffering that we've experienced and honors the timing of our earth to know and understand what love is and says that we're here to help you seed that earth. We're here to help you seed your life. We're here to help you seed and remember you. That's it. And so this beautiful version of you, you notice how they look. They look a little different, don't they? The version of me is a little thinner and is a little stronger, is a little more fit. Has a few less wrinkles. And they look at us with such love. Oh my gosh, they love us so much. And so they say, I'd like to merge so that you can receive the energy that I have. And so this version of us merges with us. And as they merge with us, we get to feel what it feels like to live in a planet where there is such cooperation and collaboration and love. And it's not romantic love. It's the love of neutrality. It's love of the observer. It's the love that is in power. That is a love that doesn't have all these conditions and attachments to it. It's just the still point of the neutral energy of love. And we feel that. We feel what it's like to just be, to just be us. We feel it. And the merged, the part that's merged with us is kind of integrating this energy within us so that it's seated within us. And we just feel this love. We just allow it in. And even if it's new, we don't have a template for it. So it's new. And I've noticed myself going, I'm not sure what this is. And it's okay. Even if it's just an inkling. I have an inkling of what this is. And that's all that's required, just the inkling. And the knowingness that we are merged with this energy is growing within us, is seated within us. We feel what it feels like to just be us in our power, in our light, in our authentic self, and how that is honored and respected. And we are being shown that the honor and respect is a vibrational field that people enter into. So it's not that everyone else has to change now. Everyone else has to go to this planet in order to change. No, it's seated within us. And we are now vibrating in it. And as they unmerge with us, we can feel it's still there. And they unmerge with us. And we realize that it's like that. What I've been sharing about the universe that is us, the universe that is us. Now, anyone who enters this universe will love us, will honor us, will respect us. And this is a seedling. So this may happen tomorrow, and it may not. But it's a seedling that is growing within us now. It's a seedling that will grow within us. And as we continue to recognize this seedling, this beautiful energy of our power in just being the I am that we are, and just being our authentic self, being the divine qualities. They have the same divine qualities as we do. And they're nodding their head saying, yes. Those qualities are you. Are you. That's it. And that is a beautiful integration that's happening right now. And they hold our hands and they look in our eyes and say, you've got this. You've got this. There's a reason why you're here. There's a reason why we met. You've got this. That's it. And it's as if the whole planet, including Mother Earth herself, is cheering us on. And so we say goodbye. We get back into our space, our little space ball, my little space ball, whatever yours is. And as we get inside of it, we feel different. We know that we're not the same as when we came, that we really are more us than we've ever been. And so we get on the ball, and the ball starts to leave the planet. We notice that the planet just seems like brighter. And we move past that solar system. We move past that in all the galaxies, and we get to the fringe again, the edge. And we go into that white space there and refuel. And we in turn are refueled. We in turn are integrating it. That's it. Ursula, I like that. And so we look around and we notice that there's a bunch of spaceships. And it's us. And we can exit the spaceships. So we all exit the spaceships. And we get together in a circle. And there might be, because there's quite a few of us, there might be several rings of this circle. And there are individuals who are kind of connecting the rings in between so that the energy is a circuit. Oh, you know what it is? Oh, no. They're showing me it's the Fibonacci sequence. It's not ring circles. It's a Fibonacci sequence of all of us holding hands in a spiral. And we are holding hands now and integrating this energy with each other. We're supporting each other in the integration of this beautiful energy of our power. We are nurturing the seedling of love that is within us and the power and grace that is within us. And the energy of this beautiful white space is also nurturing and loving and honoring us. That's it. And we just sway a little bit back and forth. We sway a little bit back and forth. That's it. And there's this music playing. It's my soul song. Okay, here. So a soul song is coming as we sway back and forth and hold each other's hands and support and love and honor each other in all the journeys. And we're going back to Earth with this seedling. And all we have to do is just be this and grow the seedling by remembering who we are. And here's a soul song of remembering. Who? Moment, that beautiful support and us holding hands and sharing the beautiful energy of each of our beautiful soul qualities and supporting each other in that and the integration of this beautiful refined space of concentrated love with no conditions or expectations or attachments. We are that much stronger. And we say goodbye to each other in this plane. We get back on our spaceships and we all now move back towards Earth, through all the galaxies and towards that our solar system and back to Earth. And as our beautiful capsules penetrate the Earth's atmosphere, we've seeded something right in that moment on this planet. We've seeded an energy of love on this planet just by entering the field of the earth again in our energy of our power and our love. And we don't have to do anything more than that, but just be ourselves. Just be this energy of power and grow this seedling through our daily experiences. And know that it is creating a fabric of our universe that is different than when we left. And we feel ourselves standing in our power. As we exit the spaceship, we move back into this moment. We move back into this session. And we just feel ourselves right now. We feel ourselves right now. what does it feel like to be back here? And again, if you're noticing any sadness, that's okay. But notice that there's so much, the love is so much greater than the sadness. And that we are each our individual universe, and we are changing everything just by being us. And notice where your mind is taking you. And notice that there's a new choice to just to be in your power. To be in your power. And that changes the fabric of everything. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. And now when you're ready, open your eyes and open your eyes into the you that has been seated with your great power, that has simply been, that has simply reminded you of who you really are. And that's what happened in that other universe, is people like us that were seated came in and changed it. And it wasn't through war or activation or protesting. It was through being that that universe changed. It was through being. That's it. So just feel what it's like to be you right now. What's that like? Can you feel that there's this evenness about the energy? It's not up, it's not down, it's just beautifully even. This is the energy, this is the neutral line that we've been playing with. This is the line of the still point and the observer. Yeah. Very nice. And there might be some emotions that are ready to come up and out about this experience today. Just allow it. Just allow it. And remember, I'm a walnut cracker. How about you? How about you? I am that I am that I am. No more, no less. Yeah, that's right. Just like I can feel the love energy healing up the cracks of the energy that is not love. I love that. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well done. I went over a little bit today, but it felt like it was worth it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a very powerful day 13. Very, very powerful. So be gentle with yourself today, okay? Be gentle. Much love, you guys. I'll see you on day 14. Bye-bye.